With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the All by the Popcorn podcast. I'm Alessandra.
And I'm Emily.
And today we just have a toppings for everyone out there and our reflections about the Oscars, which were last night.
Hell yeah. I had to start a free trial of something in order to watch.
I can't believe that you ended up on the hard of hearing side. Like, you were basically only watching the interpreter, the sign language interpreter. Like,
yes,
only?
Yes.
Is that what happened?
Okay. So I had learned that that the Academy was going to have like an ASL like stream of some sort. And so I was like, okay. And so when I was looking up like options to watch the Oscars, which I thought my sister still did like Hulu Live, but they had just canceled it.
They're like,
Emily, you can just restart it if you want to pay the $75 for the month. And I'm like,
my God, no,
absolutely not. I am not paying $75 just to watch the Oscars. So I was looking through and I thought like their Amazon Prime, they have like some live channels on there.
Yeah.
And one of them was doing a red carpet, like Oscars countdown. And so I was like, oh, perfect. It might be right after this. It wasn't.
No.
It went straight to the news afterwards. So I was like,
yeah.
Damn it. So I was literally looking everywhere. Even my sisters were trying to help me find where to watch it. And then we go to the YouTube channel and we're like, oh yeah, there is going to be like some live streaming things. So I was like, cool. Maybe that'll be it. But no, it was literally a signer just on the screen.
Yeah.
Just signing what was happening. Like there was no footage of the actual award ceremony at all. It was just this person. And so I was like, okay, great. I can't watch this. And so the awards have already started. I like missed the opening speech.
Yeah.
Because I'm signing up for a free trial of Fubo.
But you
Fubo
made
TV.
It to the very first award.
I did. I made it. I
which
made
was
it
best
time.
Animated feature, I think, which was really weird because they usually start with best supporting actress. And they started with best animated feature. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And then they went to best supporting actor and actress. It was weird.
Yeah. I always wondered why they did those so early.
Because it's exciting, I guess. So you just like don't miss the beginning. But I guess. Also had a similar issue where I was watching on ABC live stream. And all of a sudden it went to the 2020 news. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, where's this live stream? And then it kept telling me that it wasn't available or something. And Danny came in with our dinner. We got like sweet green and I was like, Danny, it's not letting me watch this. And apparently the kind of server had gone down for about 5 minutes. So I missed like the first 5 minutes of this as well. And it was just Jimmy Kimmel talking. I mean, you know, he's just doing an opening monologue, just kind of making people laugh. And what I caught was like not that funny. So I was like, you know, I really don't think that we missed much, to be honest. And I thought we were having no host this year, but it was Jimmy Kimmel, who was fine. Like, you know.
Yeah, which I vaguely remember that being brought up at some point. But yeah, and then immediately after the Oscars, I canceled my free trial.
Oh my God, thank God. Like,
and they said, why are you canceling? And I put other. I just wanted to watch the Oscars. Then I pressed submit.
Well, good job. For hacking the system. Now you can never have another free trial of Fubo, though. You used your one.
I used my one chance.
Your one chance.
I'll still use a different email.
That's true.
Which I have at least three, so I'm good for two more years.
That's true. We really do the most to try and not
Oh,
get cable
God.
because it's a waste of money. But
Oh.
so generally, I would say that this year's Oscars was honestly the best in memory. It was so exciting and so emotional and just like so simple. It really wasn't trying to be too spectacular. There wasn't really anything super flashy going on. There wasn't any like weird stunts. It was all just like kind of normal and great. And that's kind of exactly what the night needed.
Yeah, it just felt very like calm and relaxing, and like the stage production was great. Like they had the
Yeah.
costumes come up when they announced the winner for costumes. That was amazing. And they had all those really awesome like props come out when people did their musical performances. Like it was very nice. Like I
Jenny,
really liked
the
it.
mini donkey came out. Like, that was really exciting.
That was amazing. That was absolutely amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, there was like a lot of it just felt like very great that they had all of the awards back in as well as they talked about, like, because they cut a lot of them out last year and we were really mad about it. They didn't even have any of the songs last year. So it was just like, what
Yeah, I
is
remember
even the
I missed
point?
all of the song performances,
Yeah, because
like
they were
because
before.
yeah, they were before, and I usually never watch the red carpet stuff.
And I think they had like more like extra random stuff last year and it's just like we don't want that. We want to talk about the movies that are nominated. We want to like give the people enough time to speak. And like all the speeches this year were really great and like really emotional and fun. And just like really had a lot of presence. Like it felt like everybody in that room was best friends. Like it was just like the most like you could really see it through the
Yeah, I
screen.
loved how much we could like hear the audience this year. I feel like we never like, we hear them clap and stuff, but like we heard people like yelling specific, like it felt so informal, but like in a good way and like
Yeah,
very,
like the
very
Golden
friendly.
Globes, you know?
Yeah. And like just people shouting like, I love you. Like it just was
So true.
like it was really nice. It was really good.
Yeah, so what did you think of, like, did you get to see anybody's outfits? 'Cause you did watch a little bit of the red carpet. Did you have a favorite of anybody's outfits?
I really liked the dress that what's her name? That Stephanie Soo was wearing, like the really pretty red one.
I liked what's her name? Angela Bassett's. I thought she looked really pretty in like the purple.
Oh yeah, the purple.
So many people were wearing white this year. It was a big white year. Like tons of people were wearing white.
Yeah. I also really liked it wasn't like a famous person, but it was just someone coming up to and she came up like in a group to receive an award, and she had
Yes.
like this dress that just had like a lot of flower
Y
embroideries on it.
yes, we
Like
sent a
and
picture to each other.
it was
I
kind
have
of
it.
like it was like kind of clear mesh.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't the one that I sent you?
You sent me one. You sent me one of one of one Elephant Whispers one. No, it
Oh,
wasn't that dress.
yes, but that was
It was
beautiful too.
earlier. Yeah, there was one. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I really liked. I think Cara Delevingne had a really nice dress on.
She was wearing red too.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I was just liking all the red, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a fun time. Oh, I also love Paul Mescal's white get up in this. I think I sent you a picture of him.
Oh,
'Cause
yes.
God, I love him.
I did like the cocaine bear coming out. That was
Yeah,
pretty
that was
fun.
funny. Yeah, that was very
I know
silly.
we both liked I guess Lady Gaga's surprise makeup-less performance. Like, she looked like she just came from a rehearsal.
But it was funny because she was on the red carpet and she had full makeup on the red carpet.
What?
Yes, she was wearing like a black outfit and she had like black cat eyes and it was all over her eyes.
So, did she just come for the red carpet and then she left?
She came for the red carpet and then she went backstage and removed all of her makeup somehow. Like straight up. I gotta show you a picture. She had like a black outfit and black charcoal lined eyes. Like
She was on the red carpet?
yes.
What?
I saw her and it's just like the fact that she managed to get all of this makeup off of her face. You have to see. She was wearing bright red lipstick and like she has blush on. She has everything on. Look at this.
Oh,
It's like all around her eye.
so she was there since the beginning, but she wasn't supposed to perform?
Yeah, she said that like 2 days ago there was an article that said that she was going to be working on a film, so she couldn't be there. And then she was there. And then you're like, okay.
Well, either way, we loved her makeupless performance. Thought she was beautiful because she is. I loved all the musical members this year. They were really great.
And Natu won. And I forgot if you suggested that that one would win.
I did.
So
I
you
did.
got that one. I gotta count all
My
the ones.
answers went full chaos this year, and some of them rang true.
I gotta count the ones that I got correct. Let's see.
Okay, I
Okay.
have mine, so I
One,
can tell us. So
two.
I think I'm pretty much on average. I think I normally get around 13 or 14 out of 23, and that's where I'm at. I'm at 14 out of 23 this year. So there were a lot. The best picture one really killed me because I knew which one was gonna win, but I went with the one that I was gonna be disappointed if it won. So it tricked me. It tricked me.
Okay, I got 14
Trick me.
this year.
You also have 14? Shut up. Shut up.
And we also did
Shut
different
up.
ones a lot of the time. So the two of us kind of equaled out because I didn't guess any of the like shorts or documentary, like pretty much.
I somehow guessed that short documentary film
I
correctly,
know
just with my eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
you so did.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of things. So one of the shockers that I mean, there was some crazy shockers by the end, I think, so all like when Women Talking won Best Adapted Screenplay, I literally was like, oh my God. And I teared up, like I started crying. I was so happy that it won. Oh my God, I can't believe it. I was so excited that that one won. Jesus Christ.
That was definitely a very wonderful surprise. We really wanted it to win something, and it did. It
Yeah.
was very good.
And so there's some upsets that I feel like personally were a little confusing to me, including Jamie Lee Curtis winning for Everything Everywhere All at Once. Not saying that Jamie Lee Curtis shouldn't win an Oscar because she definitely deserves it, but Angela Bassett was so much more powerful in her role in Black Panther. Like, there is just no comparison between the two of them, I think, like truly. And the fact that Jamie Lee won just kind of solidified again that this is just a popularity contest and you have to like vie for your peers. It's like no different than anything else, really. It's just like the Grammys, it's just like, any other kind of award show. I just thought that maybe, sometimes they would actually give the award to the person who really did the best, but that's not how it works, so.
Yeah, and I don't know if you saw, but Casey, my roommate, sent me a TikTok about I think it was Entertainment or something released an article. And I forwarded the TikTok over to you. It was about they got an interview with someone who actually filled out the ballot, like was one of the
Oh,
judges,
yes. That
was
was
one of the
like
voters.
it was like a really sexist and like
And
horrible,
racist
yeah, racist,
person.
yeah, just completely insane didn't even feel like
but again
real
this
person,
is like but this is the second time that coverage has come out about the Oscars where we learn firsthand that these judges, I'm using air quotes right now because they're not even, I don't think these people should be judged. If you have not seen every single one of these movies in order to judge a category, you should not be able to vote. Mm-hmm. Not sorry. Like the fact that a lot of these movies go unwatched and people just go like, oh, Jamie Lee Curtis, he deserves an Oscar this year. Like,
it's so
he
true.
Hasn't gotten an Oscar.
Yeah.
Like, just the fact that that information is now twice now in two articles that we've gotten. Mm-hmm. We're just, these people, they shouldn't be voting. They don't deserve it.
It's, you know, there's people who are voting for these who've been in the industry for decades, and that's who votes for these things. You know, it's just...
Doesn't mean they should.
No, I know. Like, you have to... you know, prove yourself to the Academy in a lot of ways in order to stay relevant, you know, and the people that won this year was a lot of comeback performances, a lot of, they waited a long time to get this, like all four of the supporting and leads actors were incredibly, like, they've been around for decades. They put their dues in, they have struggled, or not struggled to get to this point in their lives. And so it's just like when you see, you know, somebody like Michelle win or Key win, like they're just so emotional, and Brendan Fraser's just like really kind of emotional struggle to get to this point too. Like, of course you want them to win. Like, that's, you know, there are people who have you know, sympathetic backgrounds and people who are just charismatic and really feed into that nostalgia that we all are really craving right now. And so that's why these actors are winning. But again, another winner of tonight or last night that I, you know, was really convinced that Austin Butler would win an Elvis, and it was Brendan Fraser, which he was really good in The Whale, and I'm not saying he wasn't, but like, I think that Austin kind of screwed the pooch with himself and his like campaigning this year, and that's kind of what ended up making it so that he didn't win. And it's just so messed up that you have to like look at it the way that they act and campaign for themselves versus, you know, who actually should win this Oscar, because that's never just like who's got the best performance, even though that's what the title is, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I know people were like really happy to see Austin Butler not win this. And I was like, okay, just because you don't like Austin Butler doesn't mean that he shouldn't win this Oscar. Like, that there's, you know, like he just cannot be compared to. His performance was just something I've never seen before in my life. So, you know.
Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of people felt that way, but not enough people to win.
Yeah. Also, like, Elvis was a really, you know, binary reaction, like really hard. Some people really didn't like it, you know, and that's kind of the Baz Luhrmann style, right? You have to, he doesn't have a style that appeals to everyone, you know, so
it's definitely not.
It's kind of like, oh, well, you know, some people are like, how was Elvis this good? And then other people are like, that movie is trash. And other people are like, it's amazing. And, you know, I think that it depends on how you feel about Baz Luhrmann movies.
I mean, sure. And, you know, I like a good Baz Luhrmann movie. Much like everyone, you know, who likes Baz Luhrmann movies, but Elvis isn't my favorite of his films.
Yeah.
It's maybe up there. I don't know. Probably not. It's probably towards the bottom.
Well,
there are some Baz Luhrmann films I really like.
Yeah. There's higher ones for sure, but,
probably not at the bottom, but it's definitely not like,
it's not Australia. Okay. Like, that one is boring.
I love Australia. Don't even.
What? Did you watch it more than once, Emily? Is that the...
I think I've seen it, like, maybe twice.
Yeah, he doesn't make bad movies.
No. But no, I agree. Australia is boring, but I still like it.
Yeah.
There's no Strictly Ballroom.
Oh, God. It's no Moulin Rouge.
No,
Come on. Come on.
Moulin Rouge. Oh, goodness. Yes.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So what were your surprises? What do you think? Like when you were watching and the people who were winning, like some of the other categories?
I was definitely surprised by Jamie Lee Curtis's win. Not that she didn't deserve it, but I just thought that someone else would win. And I was actually surprised that Natu Natu won, because I thought Rihanna was gonna win.
Yeah,
like
great performance.
I really did. But I was jiving when that Natu Natu song came on. I was like, yes, I finally can hear it, because like I was not one of the people who watched it on YouTube. Apparently, it's like a viral sensation song. It made me really excited to watch the movie, actually. Hopefully it stays on Netflix for a bit, because I want to watch it still, like, really bad.
I think it's on Amazon Prime.
Is it?
Yeah.
For free or to rent?
For free. Well, okay. For Amazon Prime.
Yeah. But I was actually really happy that song won.
Yeah.
Because I really liked it, and I really liked the guy's speech, that he loves the Carpenters. Oh my God, I love that man.
Yeah.
I love him so much.
Yeah.
I was dying. I was like, who is this guy? And how come this is the first time I've heard about him? I had a Bong Joon-ho like moment. Like, yeah. I just like,
I love
you. Love this man. I will love you for the rest of my day.
I love it.
So he was super sweet, and I love that. What else? Yeah, I kind of want the Oscars to go back to not having a host. I think we really enjoyed the year that didn't have a host,
mm-hmm.
right?
It was, I mean, better.
You just have so many presenters that like you don't need a host, honestly.
Yeah,
and Jimmy Kimmel did
off.
Fine.
Yeah,
he just kind of kept saying like, is everyone good? Is everyone fine? We don't want another slap this year. Like, it just
he
was.
He did bring that up way too many times.
He like, brought it up a lot.
There wasn't, like, enough to make fun of. Like, the movies that were in the running this year were all really fun, really. Like, they were just not fun, but they were very unique and very well-done movies and really, like, incredible showing that the best of film this year. I feel like it was just a really good compilation of things this year. And
it was a very wide range.
Yeah, big wide range, lots of talent and creativity amongst all of the nominees this year. So like you could feel that in the room, and it didn't, there wasn't as much like nagging. Like I feel like they're always trying to make fun of things so much, especially like other hosts. They'll just be like, really mean towards like one person or like, you know, the celebrities. And it just like did not have that vibe, which was good, I think, because I just find like they rag on things like so easy sometimes.
Well, and because the host was Jimmy Kimmel, like the only person who was really ragging on the most was Matt Damon, that's because of their fake feud that they have going on.
Their frenemies situation. Yeah. So, which is fine.
Which, I mean, I thought was kind of funny. The joke about them putting peanut butter in his mouth to make it look like he's talking was pretty funny.
And as like stated, Everything Everywhere All at Once kept getting so many applauses, and as I said, it won pretty, you know, a lot of the things it was nominated for. It won the most things that night.
Yeah, it won like 7 of its like 11 nominations or something, or more than 11. How many nominations?
Like 7
did it
out of 8 nominations. Like, it got nominated for a lot of stuff. Let's see. I mean, I can't. Yeah. It's 7 out of like 10, you know, like obviously Stephanie Hsu couldn't have also won supporting role. So
very true. Very true.
But yeah, it was like such a crowd favorite, and on the red carpet, people were talking about it too, but they just like have nothing to say. Like, they'll be like asking them like, oh, what's your favorite movie this year? And they're like, well, Everything Everywhere All at Once, you know, like it was just such a kind of a groundbreaking movie in a lot of ways. And the fact that it was very heavily lauded was very exciting. And also the directors were just like the most millennial people I've ever seen in my life. Like, I have met so many people just like them, and it's just, it's great. You're like, God, you guys are, you're just like us. Like, you're just like the people who are my age who, like, they were saying that they put in an interview beforehand that they were found, that they had once a viral video that was put on the Vimeo front page. And I was like, that was like their very first short film, and it was just on Vimeo, and then it just kind of went like, you know, it got a lot of views, and I was like, that was the most millennial thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, my God, it's great, because that's like what filmmaking is now. Like, that is the generation, that is their generation, that is our generation that makes films, right? And it's such a breakout.
I know. Oh my gosh, we're gonna be like, we're like reaching a cusp.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like,
a cusp in generational directors.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh my,
like,
goodness.
When we were growing up, it was like the Coen brothers were like that. You know, they were like the young people. And then now they're not. They're old. Like, it's just, you know, it's cycles. And, you know, you're always going to have the older directors like Spielberg. But they beat Spielberg. Like, the directors, like, just the fact that they beat like one of the most established directors in ever of all time at something like that, they, you know, it's just felt so old and new at the same time. Like, things were like, the reins were changing, like you were saying, like we're on the cusp of who really is gonna be in the future of Hollywood. And
yeah,
and I hope that it continues that way. Obviously, every time we have breakthroughs, that it's the first one, and we hope that it won't be the first one for a long time. Like, you know, Michelle Yeoh winning Best Actress. In the future, we'll have another Asian Best Actress, and hopefully it won't be very long from now, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So it was pretty hopeful.
Just hoping.
Yeah. I cried a lot. I cried a lot. It was an emotional show.
Some things almost got me here and there. Some things.
Like when they sang happy birthday to that Irish goodbye kid. Oh my God.
Yeah. That was, yeah.
So sweet.
That was really cute. I can't remember. What was a... I can't remember. I definitely, my eyes like welled. Like, welled up a little, and then it would go away.
When Key was up there, and he won, and it was just like...
Oh, yes.
Oh,
that
my
was,
God.
That almost got me. That almost got me.
You're heartless.
I am. I mean, I used up a lot of my tears last week.
That's very true. Okay. Well,
do we have anything else to say about the Oscars?
No, man. We're like almost at a half an hour. We're at 28 minutes.
Oh, shit. Do we have time for anything else?
Not really.
How have you been, Alessandra?
I've been good. It's been kind of uneventful for me over here. You're kind of having a more eventful last week, very stressful, also preparing for my bachelorette this weekend. But you've been doing a lot. You were a little bit sick, so that's been not good. Well, you've had an ailment.
Yes. Long story short, I had an ailment last week and the medication I was taking wasn't working and my ailment was getting worse.
Oh, no. And
so a couple days later, I had a very high fever and was very nauseous and went to urgent care, and then urgent care told me to go to the ER. And so had my very first experience at an emergency room. I had never, ever been to like an emergency room. So that was a very exciting experience in a different state that I don't live.
And you got to go through the CAT scan machine.
And I got to go through the CT scan. Yeah, that was pretty fun. But yes, I'm fine. I'm on correct meds now. I still kind of have a fever that I'm trying to treat, but I'm on the mend just in time for us to go to London. But yes, and last week was just very stressful for me, so I cried a lot. It was not a great week last week. I'm glad it's over, and I'm very excited to go to London. This is going to be a very, very fun trip. Which, by the way, we were going to try and record something before we left, but we are leaving so soon that we are just going to record when we get back. So we're going to take a week off from recording.
Yeah.
And pick back up when we come back. So there will not be an episode at the end of this week. Yeah. Next week? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very excited to go on this bachelorette trip. Emily has been planning this with all of my other girlfriends who are going to be there. And I don't know anything that's going to happen. So I can't wait to talk to you.
I mean,
guys.
You know some things, sort of.
Well, I know literally like the bare bones of stuff. And I know that I'm just there for good vibes. Like I don't care if we just sit around at the park all day. Like I will do anything. I truly just want to be with you guys.
Definitely not sitting around at a park all day.
I just want to hang out with my friends and, you know, have this be a nice, memorable trip for us. And, you know, it's just, It's exactly what I would have wanted for myself for most of my life, and it's like for my bachelorette. So it's kind of exciting that it's kind of like a dream come true in a weird way.
Yeah.
You know. And I kind of
yes, Alessandra's right. She doesn't know. She had requested we do a couple of things, and so we put those in.
Yeah.
But for the most part, she does not know what we are doing. For the entirety of the trip. So
I've never been this much in the dark about anything in my entire life. Like, so this is crazy. And,
well, you are in good hands.
I really believe it.
We put a lot of thought and love into this trip, and, we have some surprises for the trip too.
I think that since your tears were all last week, that my tears are going to be this weekend from just the love. I think it's really going to really get to me.
It's your turn. I want you to promise me some gushers.
Gushers?
Gushing tears.
Coming out of my eyes? Oh, I thought you wanted me to buy you a pack of gushers. And I was like,
that too. Will you please give me some gushers?
I tried to get
some
candy.
Emotional support gushers.
I'm going to need to get some candy at the airport, and I will see you at the airport when you're flying together. I'm very excited.
Hell yeah, you're gonna catch me all sweaty running over to the terminal.
No. We're going to have dinner at the airport. It's going to be nice. So thanks for listening, everyone. We will get back to you with some more updates about what we ended up doing. Yay.
Yeah. Well, that's all we got for you this week. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music and Spotify and Acast. And if you want to email us, you can do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you when we're back from London.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.